views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Sonny's Barbecue.
Welcome back to Pensacola Expert Panel. I have an exciting guest in the room with me today. Let me tell you, it may not be sunny outside, but it is always sunny, and it's always sunny on Fridays when you come in, Eldon.
It's always sunny. Is that News Radio 1620? Or 92.3. That's right.
That's right. 92.3. That sounds like 92.3. We say it like that.
News radio. Y'all need.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. We're going to hit this. There's going to be some great music coming out of both of us today.
Yeah.
But like I said, it's not so sunny outside, but I'm feeling chipper and happy. The last time you were in here, we had a great time.
We did.
You had Abraham in here.
Yes, we did.
And I heard that Abraham is spreading some sunshine today, even though somebody upstairs has decided to let down the buckets.
It's always sunnies inside the studio. It's also going to be always sunnies inside of Gateway Church today, where the Youth Mental Health Summit is. Abraham Scully for Storytelling Solutions of America is going to be hosting that youth conference today. Lots of great business leaders going to be there. Not too late to get tickets, I don't believe. So if you have a teenager and you want to head on over to the church, I believe they still have some admission tickets. So your youth can be able to get in and get some good information, some tools for life to help them live better.
That's awesome.
That's the best way to say it, yeah.
That is
great. And,
of
course, they're going to get a Sonny's barbecue lunch.
I mean,
win-win.
When I'm feeling a little down, I know that barbecue makes me happy.
Yeah, it does. I mean, barbecue's good for the soul, as they say.
It is. We were last week when you were in here, you were talking about, you know, what Abraham was doing. And what I was thinking was that you both were feeding the soul. Like, yeah. You're going to give them something hearty that's coming in their mouth. It's going to pass their lips, and it's going to give them so much warmth and sense of community. And Abraham was in here talking about how, in addition to that, they were going to be talking, you know, about what teens can do to just keep their spirits up and try to trudge through all the things that we as adults are trudging through that we think we can handle that we can't. So that's awesome.
Yeah. So we started early this morning before 7 o'clock, was in there with him, and because of the rain, we had to make a change. We were planning to run the food truck outside and have all the teenagers come out and, you know, make it a fun experience for them. With the way the rain has been, you know, hit and miss and the lightning, we decided that that wasn't a good call. So our team kind of sprang into action and made the adjustments needed, and that's part of our catering team. You know, they're willing and ready to make the changes needed to make sure that the event is taken care of. So
that's awesome, and that's super important. Working formerly in nonprofit, I did events, and one of the key parts of this event not only was obviously the mission, but was the food.
Yeah,
and getting it out, getting it out timely, and being on your feet and pinch hitting like you all did today.
Yeah, and you know, he's talking about food. Yeah, anytime you're getting people together, generally there's going to be food in some way, shape, or form. You're not going to get, you know, 50, 100, 300 people together and not at least be something of sustenance to get them to come, if you will. You
right.
Know? So barbecue is a great choice for that. We, you know, we specialize in serving slow smoke barbecue, and our team does a great job. We do a lot of catering for events, for weddings, hate to say it, but funerals, church events, you know, a lot of different things. And we are always out and about in the community doing different things. So
that is awesome. Did you get a chance to take a look in the sky last Saturday?
In the sky last Saturday? You know, I saw it on Facebook. I was actually on my way to Gonzales, Louisiana, where we just helped open a new store. So I don't know if you remember from last week where I was riding around my brand new schooler. So my boss had me out riding around the parking lot, welcoming folks in over there in Gonzales, Louisiana.
I wanted to ride, but it was a one-seater.
It is a one-seater, yeah.
I accept that.
Yeah.
But I saw
a lot of fun.
You're out there doing...
I made it to the local meme page in Ascension Parish, yep. And they called me the Sonny's Cowboy, parking lot cowboy.
How do you know you've made it? When you've made it to that page?
When you make meme pages, that's a good thing.
That's awesome.
Well, I say it's a good thing. Sometimes it's a bad thing. This was a very good thing in a positive way. So
is it...
Had a lot of fun.
We out there... So is it cookies or donuts down here? You're out there in the parking lot doing cookies, doing donuts, you know, when you spin around?
We do donuts.
All right. I'm just checking because it's changes everywhere. I mean, I like donuts too.
Yeah, we do donuts. Yeah.
Donuts with barbecue.
You saw me last week.
I did.
After the show, we did some donuts in the parking lot.
Very
responsibly.
Super.
I mean, it only goes so fast.
I was jealous.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that. So, I might fall.
My boss has been great. He's allowing me to have a lot of fun, you know. Because, I mean, barbecue's supposed to be fun, right? So just trying to kick up the fun and make it a great experience for everybody and allow the barbecue to speak for itself. But then also we just want to have that good Southern hospitality, have a great time, and make sure that we're giving everybody a great experience.
I mean, it translates to your food. If you're having fun, I don't want to go somewhere to eat and not have fun. I want to feel good about walking. And I remember watching a movie where the woman was so much into her cooking that everything she did, it caused an emotion. So don't make me cry. Eat barbecue and you're going to smile all the time. But let's remind people, where can we go and get Sonny's Barbecue?
Yeah, so we have four locations serving the listenership area. So we have our Navy Boulevard location close to NAS, speaking of the Blue Angels. Then we also have our what we call Shelley Road, which is in the Pine Forest area just south of I-10. Our 9th Avenue location located behind the... AutoZone there on the backside of the airport. That big runway strip right there off 9th Avenue is very noticeable. And then our Pace location also there on Highway 90 in front of the Lowe's is
yeah,
where that was
I
located.
May or may not be familiar with that location.
Yeah, been there a time or two.
Well, it's a good excuse to get barbecue anytime, but I can be like, honey, let's go and we need to buy something for the house at Lowe's. Mm-hmm. And, oh, look, Sonny's Barbecue.
Twist my arm. Oh,
I mean,
we have to stop.
We won't be able to hang all the pictures up in our new home if we're not, you know, have good food.
You need sustenance.
Definitely need sustenance.
And slow smoke barbecue is good sustenance.
I like to take, I like coleslaw. I mean, I like everything, but coleslaw and potato salad and mix it with whatever barbecue I'm eating. It's just a thing that I do. And
from Carolina, right? No,
it's really not. That? It's just from Jess's little head.
That's what you like. Okay.
Like, I don't like to mix my foods like cake and ice cream. Don't you dare put that on my plate at the same time.
Cake and ice cream, absolutely.
Cannot.
Go together.
No, it can't. We're going to fight in the park. Right. Did you bring your scooter today?
Not today. Okay. Not today.
We won't fight in the parking lot, then I promise. But yeah, I love to mix those things together. And one thing that I did learn is, well, growing up, it was difficult for me to like beans. And then as I got older, I really liked beans. But when I went to Sonny's, mm-hmm. your barbecue beans don't mean like they're barbecued. No, they have things inside of them.
Meat.
Yes.
Real barbecued meats.
Yes. And
in the beans.
I love that. I love that too, because my mom would make beans at home and she would stick all kinds of meat in it. And everybody's like, that's crazy. But no, try it.
Yep.
Try it and you will like it. We have sound effects happening in the back.
Sound effects, yep.
Are we live on Facebook?
Live on Facebook. And
that is awesome.
Part of having the microphone working on the phone is having the sound on. So if you hear a little chirp, chirp in the background,
it's
because we're live on Facebook. You can follow me, Eldon Scott. And then you can follow us on Sonny's. So Sonny's Barbecue on Facebook. And then you can visit us online if you want to check out our menu. sonnysbarbecue.com. If you want to check out our catering, sonnyscatering.com. So
it's great. It's sound effects. It's just letting us know that we have a huge reach.
Well, and then here's the other thing too. How about, since we're talking about reach and listeners, and how about we do a giveaway?
I mean, I'm for that.
You're for that?
Totally for a giveaway.
I think our listeners would probably be for that as well.
I was going to run outside of the studio and participate.
Yeah. Well, you can't. I think that's probably in your work contract that you can't win the prizes. That's typically how that works.
Don't you know, rules are made to be broken?
Maybe.
But I won't break any rules today.
Says the guy in the shirt with the cowboy hat on in the studio. Yes.
Listen, maybe. That makes me happy. Barbecue and Sunny's Barbecue. Not just anybody barbecue. Sunny's Barbecue, Eldon's Outfit, and being able to give away. Do you want to say what we're giving away?
Yeah, we're going to give away a family feast again. We gave one away last week, so we'll do the 10th caller or text.
Yeah.
We'll do that.
We can do that.
The 10th person to call in or text.
We're going to test my skills at taking a call today.
Yeah. All right. So if you want to call and you got a question or something, you can give us a call or shoot us a text. I know we had one last week asking about should you inject your pork butts or should you just use rubs? And we don't inject.
I've seen a lot of butts injected, but yeah. Pork butts, you know.
You know, we start with a good quality product, and then, you know, we have our – believe it or not, we have a head pit master. He used to be a Florida Gator. Go Gators. Sorry if you're not a fan, but, you know, we're in Florida. So Shannon Snell, he's our head pit master for Sonny's Barbecue. Actually, he is on Barbecue Showdown on Food Network. And
ooh.
So you can follow him on that show. So if you're interested in watching a little barbecue throwdown or showdown, you can tune in and watch him. His name's Shannon Snell. He's a great dude. I just met him here two weekends ago at our convention. And real nice guy, you know, real big guy, former University of Florida football player, played in the NFL a couple seasons.
Packing the barbecue in those arms of his.
Yeah, so.
You have to have strong arms for lots of barbecue.
You know, you got, especially doing the catering side of it, you know, you got to carry
absolutely.
The big Cambros and, you know, make sure you're carrying all the things out and setting it up. And we do full service catering. So, you know, anything from, you know, 10 people all the way up to 10,000. Previously, we served some of the local hospitals. I know we've done, I think, 5,000 or 6,000 at a time. So it doesn't matter if it's big or small. We can take care of them all.
We can help them all. We can help y'all.
Yeah, help y'all.
I like that.
A little cheesy, but it's the truth. So
cheesy's good.
Yeah.
Sometimes I toss a little cheese on my barbecue. Don't tell anyone that.
You know, we're doing
leftover.
This grand store opening. Everybody's working hard, you know, long, long days. And so two nights ago, I was just like, I just need something different. So I made me a little baked potato with some chopped brisket and cheese and queso. Threw some chopped tomatoes in there. And it was delicious. So I'm not disagreeing. A little cheese and barbecue sometimes is just what it takes. One of my favorite things to eat on our menu is our brisket grilled cheese.
Ooh. Mm, can you make that without bread for me? Actually,
sure.
I'm more gluten aware.
Gluten aware.
More sensitive. So I get to pick and choose.
Yeah. And so we do that today. You know, we're serving 300 people. We have ancillary products for other folks. We, you know, have some gluten-free buns and vegetarian options. You know, we can accommodate some of those things, just like we do in restaurant for our catering as well. So we try to be conscientious of those things. Yes, we love doing good barbecue, but we know everybody is not the same, and we try to take care of the folks and still serve them as well.
I've been told often I'm very different.
Yeah. Me too.
But I have some exciting news to share with you, Eldon. I know that you think you might have exciting news to share with me, but maybe we have some exciting news to share with Sherry Smith. Sherry, thank you so much for sending in your cell number and your email. We are going to reach out to you. And Eldon, what are we going to give Sherry?
She's going to win a family feast. It's a family feast. It feeds 4 to 6 people. It'd be going to be plenty of food. Probably going to have a little bit of leftovers, to be quite honest. And so I hope you enjoy, Sherry, and appreciate you calling into the or texting in or calling in. I can't see your screen, so I don't know what she did, but appreciate you calling. Congratulations on winning. And tune in next week again. We'll probably not next week. Actually, no show next week. It'll be the following week. So no show next Friday. It'll be Friday following at 9 a.m.
You're going to be a no show?
No show. Well, somebody already had this.
Oh, my gosh.
So
who are they? Just kidding.
Maybe I'll send you a little barbecue so you won't miss us too much.
Oh my gosh, can you please?
I might be able to make that happen.
I mean, there's two things that are two of the things that are the most favorite where I live right now.
Yeah.
Well, maybe there's three. New home.
Nice.
I think I like my neighbors.
Mm-hmm. Plus.
And I'm within maybe 4 minutes of your Pace location.
Of the Sonny's Barbecue location.
Yes. So I mean, four would be, I can come up with a great excuse.
So you're saying within like 15 minutes, you make the decision. You can be in the drive through, have your meal, and be back at the house.
I can have it however I want. I mean, but I kind of want to like, I'm either going to order in the drive through and sit in the parking lot because I don't want to share. Or I'm going to go inside.
I don't want to share your corn nuggets.
I don't want to share with anyone. Or I'm going to sit inside and just relax. And the wait staff is so great.
Hey, we say we're serving barbecue with Southern hospitality.
I'll tell you.
Slathered in Southern hospitality.
And, like, when you get a drink, you get a drink.
Yep.
We don't play. No. We don't play at Sonny's Barbecue.
Gotta go with the big cup.
Yes.
That classic, iconic Sonny's big cup.
I may or may not have been gifted that.
Maybe.
By Jenna. Oh, she may or may not have given me hers.
Perfectly fine.
I might have stole it.
Well, speaking of drive-thru, this is something we need to talk about real quick.
Oh, let's do it.
Yeah, so every Monday, BOGO pulled pork sandwiches.
Buy one, get one.
In the drive-thru, all of our local stores here.
You just made, like, dinner easy for Mondays.
Easy.
And my boyfriend loves pulled pork sandwiches.
If there was an easy button, Sonny's Barbecue drive-thru, buy one, get one free pulled pork sandwiches is definitely an easy button.
If you just
button.
Tap me on the shoulder, I'd be like, that was easy.
Yep. Easy, easy. And then, of course, every Saturday, all of our local stores here, we also do kids and grandkids.
I was going to say, kids and grandkids. You know, I know that you don't believe me, but I'm 12. So
I didn't mean to laugh.
I'm practicing not laughing. Yeah. It's not easy.
It was a good joke.
I am 12.
You're definitely 24.
Can I?
100% you're 24.
So if just half my body goes into...
Yeah.
Sonny's Barbecue, do I get a free meal?
I don't know how that works.
All right, but I tried.
That math is not mathin', as they say.
I know, but you know what is mathin'? What is mathin' is for most grandparents to say, I will take the kids.
Yeah.
Bring them on over.
Give mom and dad a Saturday off. Bring the grandkids.
They're not going to pay you to watch the kids, but you don't have to pay for the barbecue either. Yeah. Just for the kids. You have to pay for yours, but you don't have to pay for the kids' barbecue. And you're going to be a rock star grandparent.
Yep.
And it's going to become a tradition, and they're going to start asking you if they can come to your house.
Let's go to Sonny's, because it's always Sonny's here.
I love it. It's always Sonny's. I like that. It's not just always Sonny's, but Eldon has a great smile, and last time you wore a terrific outfit. You wore it again today. Yeah. We need to give people the best visual that we can, because this outfit makes me happy. I'm actually jealous. I was actually thinking this morning maybe we should
get
matching.
You need a shirt, too, to be official for the show?
Yes, we need matching outfits. I feel like I could just shake back and forth, and the tassels would go, and that would be so exciting.
We have to go live on. I mean, they can see me live on my personal Facebook page.
I've never worn a cowboy hat either, Eldon.
You know, my grandpa was a cowboy from Texas, did a lot of ranching stuff and all that, and worked in, you know, agriculture and did all the things, and you need to wear a cowboy hat. And I always just, actually, I bought this hat like 20 years ago for a Halloween party.
You were one?
Huh?
You were 1 year old?
You're so kind. Appreciate that. But no. And so it's been sitting on a shelf for years and years and years, and had a roundup event that we did for Favor House where we sampled the prime rib.
Oh, that's great.
For about 400 folks, and everybody enjoyed it. Cat Country was out there, Sister Station, Mr. Brent Lane.
I might or might not have supposed to have been out there, too.
Well, you missed it.
I had to miss it that day. Now I'm even more upset.
Life happens sometimes.
Thanks.
So Mr. Sad. Brent Lane emceed the event. I think they raised about $100,000 to help end domestic violence against women and children. So it was a great event overall. And but it was a roundup event, so I was like, I need something to kind of kick it up a notch. And so I had a buddy of mine make a Sonny's Barbecue logo to put on the front of the hat, and now it's a whole thing.
That is awesome.
As they say, it's a vibe. I think that's what the cool kids say. It's a whole vibe.
Oh, yeah. It's a thing. And now kids across Pensacola are going to be saying, no, we're changing. We got to change it. It's not a vibe anymore. I want to take a look over into our sad text line. I mean, our text line is great, and I love that people join the conversation, so it makes me super happy.
Yeah.
But I want to give a giant shout out to Dan. Earlier, he wasn't the 10th person, but he said, my name is Dan, and I love barbecue. Tell me I'm on the 10th texter, please, please, please. And graciously, realizing that he was not, I'm so sorry, he said, my name is still Dan, and I still love barbecue. I mean, that's great.
Well, come see us, Dan. Come see us at Sonny's. Slow Smoke Barbecue every day. We got a great team. A local pitmaster since 1968. Company started in Gainesville, Florida. Mr. Sonny Tillman himself started serving up Slow Smoke Barbecue back in the real pit days. Real pit barbecue. They'd done some
40 years ago.
It's been a little bit more than 40 years. 68.
Whoa.
That's a lot of... That math is also not mathin'.
I just want to let everybody know that math just came to Jess's world 2 days ago.
But, yeah, so Shannon heads up that. We have tons of pit masters. My boss, Scott, has been serving the Pensacola area for 30 years and done amazing job, won many competitions. When we were in Gonzales, one of his longtime employees was Trent, was talking about some of the barbecue competitions and some of the stuff that, you know, just the fun that they had doing those things. So an amazing cook and businessman, cares about the community, allows me to do some of these things like helping Abraham today, you know, treating the nonprofits that need help to help them, you know, supporting the Pensacola community in a way that improves our life in more ways than just great barbecue. We specialize in doing great barbecue. We have a passion for it. We enjoy serving customers great food, but we also care about the community and how we can support in the various ways in a bigger picture that improves the quality of life here in our community.
Bringing people together, especially for a good cause. I like, yeah, when I was reading up on you, and you did say it last week, I love where you talk about spread the spirit of barbecue and remember the cue to cue the kindness. Let me say that again. Spread the spirit of barbecue and remember to cue the kindness in our daily lives. What a great message that is.
It is. And we truly try to live that every day. You know, so we're what we call power of moments. We're trying to celebrate the folks that are coming into our restaurants. You know, we have people that do a lot of birthdays with us. We had a gentleman in there, I think it was his 93rd birthday, if I can remember correctly. You know, the nursing home brought a whole, or, you know, the assisted living home,
right,
that they were living in, brought the whole crew over. So there was about 10 of them with all their nurses' aides that actually came and had a big meal with them. It was a great time, brought balloons and cakes. And so we like to celebrate those moments as well. So
I bet it's the favorite time at the assisted living facility.
Absolutely.
I bet they love it. I not just the individuals that live there, but I bet the staff,
yeah,
love it.
Yep. We love barbecue, and we love serving our community. We love serving our guests. Anything that we can do for you, please give us a call. Touch us. Reach out to our stores. We'd love to help you. You can reach us at sunnysbarbecue.com. Reach out to me on Facebook or give us a call. We'd love to help you eat some great barbecue.
And it's always Sonny's.
It's always Sonny's here.
Love it. Thank you so much.